A reading from the Revelation to St. John, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, the Lord went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John sees an innumerable multitude, the whole great cloud of witnesses completely absorbed in the worship of the Lamb. It's the Lord's Day on Patmos. He's in the Spirit. Maybe he's in church. But he sees this immeasurable multitude completely absorbed in the worship of the Lamb. And it seems one of the 24 elders has to put to John the question stuck at the tip of his stunned tongue. Who are these people? Where'd they all come from? Which is what you might say, no? If you were at church and suddenly found yourself in such a crowd, an unfamiliar experience. John's an apostle, an evangelist, the one who saw and touched and wrote what we have not. And he wrote what we have not seen and should believe. He is the one upon whom the Spirit fell like fire, and he preached to the nations, and they believed and were baptized. But seeing this crowd, it seems to strain even his belief, and he saw. He says, "My Lord, you know who these people are, that is, and where they've come from," not daring, perhaps, to answer for himself. Because as little as this crowd looks like our loved and lost, even as we fondly remember them, even less does it look like us. The worship of these saints crying out in unison of voice and mind can only reveal the meagerness of what we have heretofore counted as such a grand and pious sacrifice of maybe 1/24th of 1/7th of our lives, when we've made it in body and in some fraction of mind and spirit to gather around the Lamb. And we should be hungry and thirsty for him. But they are before the throne of God day and night, crying out salvation. And that when they have not a thing anymore for which to hunger or thirst. Who are these people? Where'd they all come from? We can only say a similar thing of these Beatitudes. They bind what will be, what John sees in the there in eternity, to what is here in the here in time. And they would fan our little spark of sacrifice of praise into a whole burnt offering of life. But where here in this world is this great cloud of the pure in heart, the innumerable throng of the merciful, the intrepid army of the peacemakers who are there to be the sons of God? Which of us laces up the gospel of peace, to run headlong into persecution for righteousness' sake, to suffer all manner of cursing and reviling and falsehood, and rejoices and is glad to be pelted and skewered and run down with the prophets into that reward that will only be seen hereafter in eternity? Where are these people? But today is the day to bow the head and shut the mouth and adore the mystery. These blessed, if this is the way of blessedness, who are they? Where'd they all come from? They do not mumble through the everlasting creed, thinking about how their hole in one will be more perfect than the next guy's, or any of the other silly unheavens we imagine, because we don't think we can relate to the one John shows us. They are not bored at the Sanctus, because they've heard it since they got there, and know they will sing it to all time and eternity. They're not wishing that for once it could not be about the Lamb or his righteousness, but about them and their pleasure, not even a little bit. They do not say, it's all grace anyway, so what the heck? They have left off sinning, whole and entire. And they do not miss it. And they are not bored, and they do not count it a loss of their Christian freedom or a diminution of their enjoyment of life, never to be able to sin again in any respect, nor even to fantasize about it. They have the Lamb, and the Lamb is their all in all. We, my friends, are not 85% or 15% to this way, of the way to this sort of sainthood. They are other. They are different. And so, to be honest, must we be. But look, see what John sees. There, lo and behold, they are. Heaven is not empty in impossibility. It is impossible with men, but not with our God and the Lamb once slain, but now alive. There they are. This great cloud of witnesses perfected in eternal praise of the Lamb and his saving blood. They are this sort of different with God in his holiness, having become, as St. Paul says, by him who was made for them, for us, to be sin who knew no sin, they have become by his sacrifice and by faith the very righteousness of God. Who are they? Where'd they come from? These things are too great for us. We can only say, my Lord, you know, and he has told us, hasn't he? He has told us, oh, blessed are we here in time. That answer for which we will praise him with all the redeemed by faith there in eternity, world without end. Blessed, he says, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they forever, who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, and have nothing to say before the great judgment seat of God but this: salvation belongs to our God, who sits on that throne and in its midst to the Lamb. Nothing to plead have they but the blood of Christ. No spirit to speak of but his. No righteousness but that he gives them to eat and to drink. His body given and his blood shed for the remission of all our sins. And so must we be. And God grant us that he make us so here, so that we might also be there. To see the lives of the saints before the throne, what they enjoy and strain for yet, is to see our need for that all the more. But it is also to see that the good work that the Spirit began in them by the Father's will, by the means set before us here, he does bring to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is to see that he who promised them and who promised us is faithful, and that he will do it. It is to see that this Lamb, when he's all we have, is more than enough. So we pray, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly to us and burst our gates of brass and melt our stony hearts. Wash our robes and put nothing but your palm in our hand. Tear us down in repentance and build us up in faith. And then fan, oh fan, our meager sacrifice of praise into a whole burnt offering of life. That we should run with perseverance the race set before us and reach by faith the end they have. Come, Lord Jesus, and do this also to us. For salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb who has made him ours. Blessed are the poor in spirit, hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of Christ. Blessed are you, for you shall be satisfied in him. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in the faith and all those who are in our hearts and minds this day. Teresa Anderson. Larry Asbury. Jesse Benson. Bernie Bowen. Cheryl Bowen. Ronald Bremer. Anthony Britt. Omar Britt. Jerry Brose. Marvin Syriax. Rachel Davidotham. Kaylee Catalino Domingo. Resty Catalino Domingo. Cindy Dresner. Rita Eads. Eldon Erickson. Larry Evans. Ruth Fleming. Cynthia Garcia. Marilyn Gladys. Sam Gladys. Dolores Greco. Gina Greco. Joseph Greco. Nina Giebert. Twyla Giebert. Norma Hale. Jim Inglesby. Lewis Johnson. Evelyn Kakusa. Robert Kakusa. Jack Kenya. Donald Kloss. Elmore Krenning. Marcella Makareth. Marin Marone. Edna Matisse. Norma Meek. Wanda Meyer. Landon Pate. Gary Pelsu. Irma Quick. Tim Ravel. Thelma Alberti Rogers. Norman Schaefer. Betty Schmidt. Alex Schultz. Jean Sinclair. Ruth Stallman. Jean Steffi. Victor Taylor. Jeannie Trampy. Daryl Ulrich. Malpin Whedon. Karen Whalen. Mark Winsborough. Robert Wolf Sr. Vernon Wolf. We rise for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.